Greetings, fellow pilgrims. This is Pastor Bob. On a beautiful Wednesday, the sun is shining today, the sky is blue, and the church right across the way is, I think it's levitating, actually. I think our church is levitating. It's so filled with the Spirit, it's literally lifted itself up off the ground. I think that's going to happen soon, actually. Let's not laugh. Anyway, let's get on with it. Welcome to the 10th installment of our New Year Launching Pad devotional series. We are using the book of Balaam's Donkey by Michael Casey, a former priest and now monk in Australia, who has summarized his homilies from all his years being a priest and put them in a little devotional book, put the summaries of each sermon in a book, and we are selecting our devotional segments from that book. And we always like to get ready for this before we hear it. You know, we have to become a listener with the heart before we read or hear anything that could be sacred, including almost anything, when you think about it. But especially when we're intentional about it, like we are now. So let's pause and breathe. Hear those monks. Smell that pink sand candle. And taste. So nice, I did it twice. That is the magnificent matcha green tea with pure matcha, mint flavored. That is some good stuff. So I'm ready, and let's get everybody ready. The monks are ready. Amen. They must have heard us. Today's devotion is called Hearers of the Word. In 1941, the great theologian Karl Rahner published a book in which he tried to isolate the quality that sets human beings apart from the rest of creation. His conclusion was that only a human being can be described as a hearer of the word. A hearer of the word. This title refers not merely to our ability to make use of language, but more especially, our capacity to hear the Word, capital W, that Word, who is beyond all words, which is the self-revelation of God. To put those sentences together, this is Pastor Bob. What Karl Rahner is saying is that only human beings can actually receive the gift of the self-revelation of God. Only humans in all of creation. As human beings, we are open to receive the gift of God's self-outpouring, and so to enter into dialogue and communion with God. Only humans. If an openness to the divine is the essential characteristic of the human race, then it is obvious that whatever promotes this openness is also working to make us even more human. And the converse is also true. Whatever causes us to draw back from our attraction to transcendent reality in the spiritual world reduces our humanity. As St. Augustine wrote at the beginning of his Confessions, he said, "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." He said to God, "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you, O God." Resting in God allows us to be more fully alive as human beings. Resting in God. The Bible is the story of God's self-revelation, right? The Bible is the story of God's self-revelation. Since the creation, God has spoken to us in many and varied ways, not to communicate information, but to initiate and sustain a relationship. Part of the history of salvation, as it is revealed in the Bible, is that some people accepted the invitation, whereas others resisted. It is possible to traverse the Bible and notice which of its personages hear the word and live in communion with God, and which choose to go their own way. The greatest hearer of the word was Mary, the Lord's mother. She so fully received the gift of God's self-revelation that the word became flesh in her body. For us and for our salvation, the invisible and apparently silent word assumes a human voice to become our teacher and guide to eternal life. Gonna replay that one later today. Final paragraph. Because we are capable of hearing the word, a response is expected of us. Sticks and stones and cats and dogs are certainly the outcome of God's creative word, but only human beings can speak a word back to God. When God speaks to us, an answer is expected. It is to be hoped that, like Mary, we also will say, "Yes, be it done to me according to your word." Yes, Lord, be it done to me according to your word. Thus, not only are we hearers of the word, but we become doers of the word. Amen. Wonderful. Hearers of the word, only human beings can talk back to God. Well, don't forget tonight, if that's not juicy enough, we might talk about some other devotions we've heard in the past week, but tonight at 7, it's our Zoom discussion group, our get-together, our fellowship time on Zoom, and the link to that Zoom meeting at 7 is right on this very email. And all you have to do is take your little mouse and move your little pointer to that link and click. And voila, you're in Zoom land. And just wait for somebody to say hi. Join us. No speaking required. Amen. 7 o'clock tonight. Well, let us pray. Loving God, you have spoken to us throughout our history, and you have invited us to share your life. Give us the wisdom to respond positively to your invitations, and the strength to remain faithful to the path you trace out for us. We ask these things in the name of Jesus, your Son, and our Lord, and our King. Amen.